Newsbeat. Amy Winehouse's family have said her death has left a gaping hole in their lives. The 27-year-old was found at a home in North London on Saturday. Police have not yet said how she died. Newsbeat's Chichi Azundu spent the day with fans outside her flat.
There is a constant steady stream of fans to the small green here just across the road from Amy's house. The number of flowers, cards and pictures ever growing. And from the local parish, a priest joined well wishers in Jewish and Catholic prayers after lighting a candle in Amy's memory.
Just to pay my respects and see her lovely tribute.
People are just here to show their love.
Amy spoke to Newsbeat's Natalie Jameson back in 2006 when Back to Black was released. Her battle with drink and drugs was regularly making headlines, but Amy didn't seem too worried about it at the time.
People can write things about you, but they don't know you. Do you know what I mean? I always say it's not like your best mates are writing notes to each other like, oh, she's so horrible. I heard she said this. It's like people that don't know you, so it doesn't matter.
So yeah. All happy, all good.
Yeah.
And MPs are calling for customers to be...
On Saturday, then I got a phone call saying, are you watching the news? And I'm like, no. And they're like, Amy Winehouse is dead. And I'm like, what? And then that was just like, that whole Amy Winehouse thing is, again... And I wrote on Twitter, rightly or wrongly, I wrote... Well, it's not wrongly, but I wrote, you know, it's really shocking news. And I was really quite surprised by the amount of people who replied with, really? You were shocked by this? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, of course I'm shocked by this. And then watching the news, especially yesterday when people are now commenting on it, I'm really quite surprised, unless I'm very naive, I'm really quite surprised the amount of people who go, well, you know, I think this is kind of inevitable, wasn't it, really, that this was going to happen? I don't think it was. Mm. All these people now who seem to be experts, who seem to always know that this was going to happen. No one knew this was going to happen. No one know. And by the way, no one knows what happened. We can all suspect what happened.
Yeah, no, her death is unexplained at the moment.
You know, let's be honest. We all expect that it's going to be drug related, but I'm quite surprised by this. I can't explain it. I'm a little bit kind of sickened by it. This kind of, well, you know, I think we knew, you know, that she had an addiction and it was always going to be... What do you mean it was always going to be?
It looked as though she was getting better as well. That's
worse than that. Worse than the people who sort of said, oh, well, you know, we thought it was going this way, was there was a fairly healthy proportion of people in terms of like the radio, the way that they were reflecting different text messages, etc., etc., those that had no real sympathy for it, sort of saying, oh, well, she did it to herself and blah, 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 blah. And I just saw, you know, why would you ever feel the need to say that then? End of the day, she's a person, she's got a family, she's incredibly talented. It's people who don't understand addictions and whatnot.
And that's the thing. That's what I think, which is, you know, I don't do drugs. I've never been, you know, that I'm a bit of a Boy Scout when it comes to all that. I'm uncomfortable with it. I don't like it. I find it very seedy. I'm not interested. I'm really not. I'm really not interested in that kind of world. You know, people who do. I know a lot of people do drugs, but it's an addiction, and it's an addiction that I can't understand fully because I don't have one. And it's the same when it comes to drink, or the same when it comes to gambling, or anything. It's an addiction. It's a disease, and people need. So these idiots who are commenting, well, you know, the thing with Amy was she was this and she was that. She had a disease. And you can sit there and go, well, she shouldn't have been doing drugs in the first place. And you're right. But the main reason, I'm no expert in this field, but for you to be doing a hefty amount of drugs, generally speaking, people who do a certain amount of drugs on a regular basis are unhappy. They're unhappy, and they get addicted because it eases the pain, whatever that pain may be, loneliness, sadness, insecurity, whatever it may be, and then that becomes an addiction. Then it takes over, and then they can't get away from it. That's just, it's, you know, it's like a hamster wheel. So, you know, they wheeled out Paul Gambaccini yesterday. Now, I don't know if Paul Gambaccini was friends with Amy Winehouse. I suspect not. I suspect they got him on because he's the talking head that people get him on. If he was, then whatever. But, and here he is going, well, you know, the thing with Amy was... You don't know what the thing with Amy Winehouse was any more than I do. You know? It's look, she's 27 and she's dead. And that's sad. Whether or not she was a horrible person, whether or not she was a lovely person who did stuff for charity... It's not right that she's dead. There you go. End
it's
off.
A tragic waste. And,
no
you know,
one knows what happened.
And she's someone's daughter, someone, you know, same as anybody else. And so I agree. I don't get the people who feel the need to then say negative things about it publicly at the time.
I've heard a lot of people saying very positive things, though.
I agree.
As well.
I agree. But what I'm saying
I'd say
is
there are more positives than negatives.
Yeah, I would. I would say that.
But what I mean is even the fact that there is that percentage, yeah. You know, yeah. Who've made their... I just don't really get it.
Yeah.
But I was on Saturday, I was at this charity thing, and one of the guys there was this fella called Paul O'Duffy, who's a writer and producer who worked with Amy Winehouse on a lot of the tracks on Back to Black.
Hmm.
And I was with him at the time when he found out, and it was just... everybody was shocked, you know, when you sort of see the news coming in, and he was just absolutely gobsmacked, you know, because he'd worked with her for you know, a number of years.
Who was this?
Paul O'Duffy, right. A writer and producer who'd produced a lot of her stuff on
really?
Back to Black, yeah.
Wow. No, I know, but we met her once. Well, I met her once at the Brits when we interviewed her 4 years ago or something. Somebody sent me a link, or somebody was on Twitter and sent this link of Amy singing a song at Glastonbury. In like 2004 or something, you know, when the BBC do the coverage and
yeah.
You know, people do the performances. It's Joe Wiley and John Peel hosting the coverage, going, and now Amy's going to do this song. What's Amy going to do for us? And I'm thinking, Jesus, he's dead, she's dead. Oh man, it's just grim. Anyway, sorry for going off on one. I don't know. It's just sad. It's just, you know... If anyone is sitting here listening going, yeah, look, I'm not saying she deserved it, but she was a junkie. And, you know, most people don't choose to be a junkie, by the way. And by the way, that's why I said that, you know, I'm not, you know, that whole drug thing just makes me cross the road, if I'm honest. I'm not interested. But... You know, you get to a certain point where you're not in control of it. Mm. It's like any addiction; you've got to understand. It, and by the way, saying, "Well, she didn't want any help." You know, people offered her help, and she didn't take it. It's not a case of that. That's the equivalent of saying to somebody who's got depression, "Well, why don't you cheer up?" Or somebody drinks too much, "Well, stop drinking." It's really not that simple.
Mm.
You'd think it would be, but it's really not. So there you are. And take it from me, I've been watching Celebrity Rehab on Watch or whatever it is.
Yeah,
I see you're informed.
Yeah, with Dr. Yeah. Drew.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I can tell you that for a long time, who's to basketball? Get a Dennis Rodman.
Yeah,
for a
yeah.
long time, he was in denial. And he was saying, because he mumbles when he talks. I watch the classiest of television programmes, by the way.
Yeah, it's nice to have a broad mixture, I think.
So yeah, odd weekend. Really odd.
So yeah, so just a bit of a downer. I mean, you know, I don't know anybody who lives in Norway, and I didn't know Amy Winehouse at all. But you know, the nearest to Amy is I know people that knew her, and that's it. But obviously, still, it's this whole weekend was just very sad and very depressing. And so, our job is to put a little smile on your face.
Yeah.
Today, that's what our job is. Some of the text messages. Are just phenomenal. I'm just looking at them. Yeah, I might have to switch the text off today. Some people are just so dumb. It's just misinformed. Oh, Chris, you're talking about Amy Winehouse, but like you drink, and that's an addiction. No, you don't understand. Seriously, you don't understand. If you're an addict, you don't understand what it means to be an addict.
I think you should switch off.
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to, because people, I mean, some people are texting really nice things saying, you know, whatever, but People saying, oh, but Amy Winehouse said, you know, this, and she should have helped herself.
You don't know. None of us know, by the way. For all those people, by the way, who've written that or have said that out loud, how would you feel then if you find out that actually she, God forbid, that, well, either way, God forbid, it's all horrendous, if she took her own life? Nothing to do with drugs.
Heartbreak or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What are you going to be like then?
Well, that is sad.
Oh, look, it's sad anyway.
But all these people who say that and say, oh, it's just another address, whatever, until it happens to somebody that you know or a member of your family, and then, oh, it's different then, you know, oh, that's my sister, that's my brother, that's my, you know.
Anyway, look, so here we go. We've done that. Well, we will play an Amy track. A few people are texting in and saying, are you going to play an Amy Winehouse track? And we will. I don't know when, though. I kind of feel we should kind of just... I know that this sounds a bit off, but just to kind of get it out of the way. I don't mean it like that, but I mean it as in... Because we talked about it, but when are we meant to place it, or when have you got it down?
Well, I've placed it for after the news at 8.
At 8?
At 8 o'clock.
What, just before Dominic's comedy bits?
There would be another track. There's another track.
My God, I mean, seriously, by 8:30, we'll have no one listening left. All right, well, after the news at 8.
And then we'll play 2 songs, and then we'll hear Dom.
And then we'll really get the party started.
Okay. Yeah!
Yeah, baby!
Here we go! Now that's what we need.
That's the perfect tonic, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
11 minutes of Dominic Byrne stand-up.
Yeah.